Dear students, what are we looking at here? Well, this is my website, wonderprofessor.com. And if you read through the origins of wonderprofessor.com in the Canvas module, you'll see that it's been a long road. And it started out because our network at Southwestern was very poor. And so I needed something that was reliable. And I wanted something that students could remember. Can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? You can remember wonderprofessor.com. And you're really not going to spend too much time on the homepage. This is the homepage. You're going to be spending most of your time on Introduction to Investments for Spring 2020. But we have a few archive links to previous semesters, which will that'll eventually disappear because it's going to be supplanted by the spring 2020. But then some other links you might be useful. Check out my rate, my professor links if you're so inclined. Messages from the World Wide Web. It's interesting. People can find you when you're a URL, and I don't know how they do it. And I've actually had some articles written about 121, 123. Here is office availability, how to get in touch with me, when are my office hours and the like. Whoop, I have to fix that. That's been changed. So you have to fix that. And then here's message phone, office phone, but email is how most people get in touch with me. And then there's all kinds of resources and links, and some of which are old and I have to fix. And then some stuff where I looked up some things that I thought was interesting and threw them up on the website. Why not? Especially these guys, the goal setting from Nestor. This is about 10 years ago, but it's pretty amazing what this 14-year-old boy did. And by the way, don't not watch this video. It is such a cool video from Mount Sac Community College. It's an excellent video. And then goes all the way down and has some more stuff, which you're not going to look at. But here is a tribute to a compañera who died a long, long time ago. It is so unbelievable. Anyway, this is not important. Why do I digress? This is not important. What's important? This one right here, right. Introduction to Investments, Spring 2020. And here are some notes that are going to disappear eventually because I use Google Docs, and it's very cool. Some of you are probably using it. Some of you have never seen it, but it won't take very much getting used to. It's very straightforward, and there's going to be a presentation using Study Guide for Chapter 1, using the Study Guide for Chapter 1 to show you how to use Google Docs, and it's very cool. It's free. It's awesome. You can share things very easily. Here's some more things that you might want to read on your own time. They're going to disappear. And as I said in the syllabus, and I think in my introduction to investments, introduction to myself, the textbook information is at the bottom of the page. So check it out. You can get a textbook for very little money. 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th edition. The 8th edition is going to cost you, I don't know, $300 or $400. They keep raising the price. Then the announcements will be here, but all these announcements will be in Canvas also, but you can check them out here also. Now, here's the syllabus right there. There's the face-to-face class syllabus. Here's the syllabus, and you're going to go through that. There's an audio commentary. There's the long format. Here's where I introduce myself. Video with closed captioning, and you'll notice that we normally do this. We'll give a video, and then it'll be a video with closed captioning using 3C Media Solutions. Very good closed captioning. ADA compliant, Americans with Disabilities Act compliant closed captioning, and then just audio for those of you just listening to it while you're driving or exercising. And here's the guided tour of the class website. That's what you're looking at right now. And if you want to see the videos on Apple, you have to go to Apple. You have to install iTunes. Maybe you already, if you already have a Apple device. And then here's where we finally start all the materials. Here's the presentation file. If you click on this, it's going to want to download the PowerPoint list. What's it called? A PowerPoint presentation to your machine. And then the study guide, which we said, here's the video we want you to take a look at to show you how to deal with these documents that are in Google Docs. You can download them to Microsoft Word or my worst Word or our Microsoft Excuse, Excel, or you can use Google Docs. It's free. If you have a Google account, which many of you have, or if you want to have a Google account, it's free, and they give it to you free. It's very cool. And then here are assignments, the commentaries for the assignments. Those are audio files. Here's more links for you to play with, how to submit assignments, discussion boards. So you're going to walk through all of these things by the end of the chapter. Now, you can do it manually using wonderprofessor.com, but if you use Canvas, you'll find that Canvas will walk you through it also. So it's up to you. You decide which one you like. I prefer wonderprofessor.com. Why? Because it's straightforward, doesn't have all these little doodads and everything, but it's up to you. And then, dear students, we have the presentations where we go through the PowerPoint files. It's a long time ago, folks. We started teaching online, and the first few semesters were a bit of a disaster. So I first started giving the lecture as if the students were in front of me and to my computer. No one's sitting there, but I'm sitting there. And then I decided to mix them in with the presentations. That took a while. I finally got Camtasia working. It's pretty powerful. But now you can listen to the presentation. So let's click on this and it'll jump in. And now,
well, good morning.
There
good
it goes.
Afternoon, good evening.
I don't know if you can hear it, but I can. It's going through the presentation audio or watching the presentation. Now, it might not be big enough on your screen, which is why function key 11 for most browsers is pretty cool. It seems to work fine for phones, too. So, again, if you start playing it, it will start talking to me, talking to you.
Morning.
I don't know if you can hear
good
it. I can.
Afternoon. Good
and
evening.
Now, here it is using YouTube. They're on YouTube, which is available all around the world. And then 3C Media Solutions, which is, as we said, our service that gives us ADA compliant, Americans with Disabilities Act compliant subtitles, which we have to have by law. We have to have those when we teach online. So they're there for you. And then the online lectures will be, the face-to-face lectures from the face-to-face class, Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, will be recorded and thrown up here on the web for the face-to-face students in case they miss a presentation, miss a class. But of course, you could listen to them also. And so they're there for anybody to use. And so it looks like a lot of stuff, but remember, there's the lectures are quadrupled here, quintupled. We got the audio visual, YouTube, and then 3C Media Solutions with ADA compliant closed captioning, and then the face-to-face classes. Right. And then, of course, you can also look at them in iTunes, but you can't link to iTunes. You have to go to iTunes and search for Business 123. And now, I told you in the syllabus, I think I did, and I'm telling you now, that there are links to the official book, which is the 8th edition, which is very expensive, or the 7th edition, which is very similar but cheaper, or the 6th edition, which is even cheaper, and then the 5th edition, which is even more cheaper than the previous, and the 4th edition, which is probably the cheapest, but they're all basically the same. You know, as I said, the first chapter is awesome. All the rest are kind of dry, and which is why you're going to see a link to a document called Books to Read, and you're going to read those books because they're much more dynamic, but they're not college-level material. They're better than college-level material, in my humble opinion, because they actually help you stay awake. And then here is that's the back button. Did you figure that one out? You want to see it? You click on that, and it takes you back. Do you want to see it again? This is what you're up against when you take one of my classes. The humor is very bad. And the very cool thing about taking the class online, you want to see it again? It's the back button. The very cool thing about taking the class online is you don't get to hear all my really bad jokes. You just hear some of the bad jokes. Cool? All right. So now, onward and upward, dear students. We are so proud of you. Every day, study, study, study. Listen, watch, study, and be awesome. And remember, everything you just have seen is available through Canvas. So if you don't want to use the class website, you don't have to.